Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, man, it's so good to be back here on the USA Radio Network, although I wasn't gone that long, just a week. My name is Lee Elsie, and you are listening to the USA Radio Network. And this show, well, the title of this show is Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Now, you might be saying to yourself, hey, that doesn't sound like Wayne. Well, that's because Wayne got married over the weekend, and you know, he is, I don't know what he's off to, Never Never Land. He's partying like a rock star. Whatever newlyweds do nowadays, that's what Wayne's doing right now, baby. So he'll be back a little later on. I get tonight, the entire night, and we can have a lot of fun. I do have a couple of great guests coming up in the final hour of the program, but we might even take a whole bunch of phone calls, if not this hour, maybe next hour, to see what's on your mind, to get a pulse of what's happening across the entire country. You want to email me, it's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Once again, I have a cool Facebook page called Voice of Freedom. And if you want to like that page, you can go back and forth with my regular listeners who listen every single day here in the beautiful Nutmeg State of Connecticut. And I sort of said Nutmeg State beautiful. I said the beautiful part sarcastic here in Connecticut. The actual surroundings are beautiful. The politics in Connecticut is downright dastardly. But you can reach out to me that way. Of course, you can send me a tweet, Lee Elsie at Lee Elsie. All of that good stuff. And you spell my name, L-E-E-E-L-C-I, not like Elsie the cow, which I always had an issue with. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, making it all go. And again, without him, we would have nothing but static. I haven't talked to you for a week or so I figure this is a good place to start. We can absolutely get into that horrible scene as far as the Christmas parade a little bit later on in the show, but I wanted to start with Kyle Rittenhouse and my feelings about all of this, and it's pretty straightforward. I don't think it's much different than what most every other conservative, normal-minded person is thinking. People who have a little bit of common sense, people who kind of get it, people who understand the way the world works, people who understand how you're supposed to go through life, right? You're supposed to do or try to do the right thing. And if you are, you know, so inclined to protect yourself, you protect yourself. And if you're so inclined, then when somebody is actually trying to kill you, well, you shoot back or shoot first in that case. So the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, again, delivered the not guilty verdict. I was a little nervous about this because all of the questions that were being asked and the fact that it took a little bit longer than I felt comfortable with. He had been charged with reckless homicide for the death of one protester and intentional homicide in the death of another. Rittenhouse was armed with an AR-15, that awful AR-15. By the way, y'all know an AR-15 is simply it's a rifle, right? It is a rifle with a fancy name. But anyway, he has been cleared of all of those charges. Now, what's interesting is, what's actually not interesting, it's remarkably sinister how the progressive left had not only attacked him up to the trial and then through the trial and now after the trial. It's just dastardly what has happened in this country as it comes to the, in particular, the race baiters, but I'll get to that in a second. But the idea that this kid was painted in such a negative light is, it's not remarkable. It's typical, actually. And it's expected, actually, that that had happened. But what was, I guess, unexpected is the continued attack on him. And now you've got this racial chasm that has formed. And, you know, you think about a white kid who shoots three white people, and somehow the left is able to spin this into some racial horror show. Now, y'all watched, I think maybe most of you watched the trial, or at the very least you watched a lot of the video. Let's just take a look at this from, I like to say this phrase, like, let's take a look at this from 30,000 feet, right? Like we're flying over it, looking down, without really getting all of the sort of ancillary information about some of this stuff. The kid is in Kenosha, where his dad lives. He travels across state lines, like everybody wants to make a big deal out of that. But we're looking at it from above. You've got a kid who, during the course of the night, actually helped out his fellow citizens, put out a fire in a dumpster, did some other things. Yes, he did get a gun. He had a gun on him. Now, they want to question the judgment of the gun. Well, you know what? Last I checked, this is the United States of America. And if you are legally able to hold a firearm similar to the firearm that he had, or exactly like the firearm he had, well, you know, he's not breaking any law. That was one of the first things they threw out immediately. Right? Get rid of the gun charge. Bye-bye. Once that was gone, you got a really solid feeling that this kid was going to actually not be charged guilty in the end of this and was going to get off, which was the right thing. So he shows up. Okay, he's protecting himself. He's got the AR-15 over his shoulder, and he's trying to put out all these different fires throughout the course of the night. And then, of course, the dirtbag, scumbag pieces of garbage that were riding that night, because like jackals, these people in great numbers, they find this bravery. Have you ever seen a lion? If there are a lion against a hyena, no match, right? A lion, three or four hyenas, they usually don't even mess around. When you've got 9, 10, 11 hyenas, and they're able to back a lion into a corner, into a situation, they'll go after him, and in some cases, they'll kill him. Right? They'll kill him. Now, when the score evens up, when another lion comes and running around, or there's some kind of savior coming over the horizon, the hyenas scatter into all four corners and disappear. And that's similar to what I feel like progressives are like. That's what Antifa is like. In numbers is their power, right? They have overwhelming numbers in situations. That gives them their power. Well, okay, in this situation, you've got somebody being chased. Eventually, he was being chased. Now, in this case, it was one person, but he was emboldened by a group. Right, he's emboldened by his pals that are around. And by the way, the first person that got shot dead, pedophile, long rap sheet, criminal. So he, again, what are you supposed to do? That's my progressive friends. What, please, call me, email me. Tell me what he was supposed to do. Don't tell me he wasn't supposed to be there with a gun, because we've already established he had the legal right to do that. So he's there. What is he supposed to do when somebody is going to corner him and trap him? And you know very well that like hyenas, like jackals, they will come out of the shadows and they would have torn him apart. Now, that was person number one that died. The second incident, after he had tried to find a police officer to report the first one, the second incident had him running down the middle of the street trying to get away from these people, and he fell. And what happened when he fell? What happened? What are they? Did they back off? Did they say, oh, well, he fell and maybe he skinned his knee? We're good. No. They went in like hyenas for the kill. So the first guy went in, tried to grab the barrel, boom, dead. Right? Upward shot, dead. Before he hit the ground, guy was probably dead. Now, people would say, well, why do you have to shoot him? Because if they take the gun from him while he is laying on his back, if they wrestle that gun away, he is dead. Dead. And the last guy who got his arm blown to pieces, what was he trying to do? This magnificent altar boy, who, by the way, has a rap sheet, what did he have? Oh, he had a gun. Illegally. Nobody made a mention of that during the case. Nobody made a big deal out of the fact that the guy that got shot had a gun, an illegal gun. Everybody wanted to make a big deal out of Rittenhouse's legal gun. So this other guy gets his arm and elbow blown to pieces because he was originally going to shoot, then wasn't going to shoot. Then as soon as Rittenhouse lowered his gun, he went to shoot him again. Boom. Elbow blown to pieces. So, again, I ask my progressive friends, if that was your son or your daughter in that situation, what would you have had them do? Would you have been okay with the masses, the crowd, ripping the gun from him and killing him, beating him, even if they didn't shoot him, beating him to death? I mean, there were dozens of people chasing him. What was he supposed to do? I mean, that's the question I would love to have answered. What exactly was this young boy supposed to do? Now, we can argue all day till we're blue in the face. Well, he should have been there. He should have. Listen, as I said earlier today, I'll be repetitive here on the national stage. If you don't like the laws of this country and the laws allow that person, that Rittenhouse person, his age, to carry that weapon, he could have it. That's the law. That's what it said. That's what it says. If that's the case, and you know, if you don't agree with that, then you've got a, to me, you've got a choice. You can either try to eliminate the Second Amendment from the Constitution, which I know many of you would love to do, or you can move. Go somewhere where your personal responsibility of your own personal safety doesn't exist. Move to China. Move to North Korea. Move where guns are not allowed. Move to Finland or wherever else guns are not allowed. So if that's the case, if that makes you feel better, move. This is the United States of America. It's legal to carry that weapon if you're a legal guy. All right, we'll come right back. Don't forget, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. Just got married. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
In time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailment and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diet. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root is with you. I wanted to thank our sponsor, but it would help if I had my sponsor's information in front of me. I'm doing so many things at once, you have no idea. Here it is. Z-Stack. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I'm just looking for all the information for Z-Stack. Zelenko is the guy who developed the Zelenko protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc sulfate, and reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. And his new product, Z-Stack, has all these fantastic ingredients in one capsule. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, all in one capsule, and just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula, which must drive liberals crazy, a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. And Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Zinc's one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. How do you find it? You just go to my website, root4america.com. We cut this deal with Zelenko, Dr. Zelenko, that you just go to my website, root4america.com, and right near the top, you'll see a giant, basically a banner ad for Z-Stack, and you'll see a big bottle that says Z-Stack with a big giant Z. Click on the link and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. We did that to make it easy for you because most people listening to radio are in their cars and they can't remember a website. Well, they all know Root for America because they all know it's my website. They all go there all the time. So Root for America, Z-Stack, click on it and boom, go get your Z-Stack and build your immune system up.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Wayne is off tonight, so you've got me for the entire 3 hours. A little later on in the final hour of the program. We're going to talk to United States, former United States Senator Joel Lieberman, and I get him on every once in a while. He's a good guy. Just a couple things, and I'll put the Rittenhouse case to bed, and I'll get to something else. But like I just said in the previous segment, I didn't know you might not have known that he actually put out a dumpster fire that was being rolled down towards a gas station that was intended to blow it up. Maybe you didn't know that the police were told to stand down as businesses were destroyed. Maybe you didn't know that Kyle's dad, grandma, and friends all lived in Kenosha, 20 minutes from where he resided. So the idea that he went across state lines to cause havoc is just garbage and bunk. That Joseph Rosenbaum knocked him down twice and then attempted to kick him with lethal force to the head. And Uber had him in the, hitting him in the head two times with a skateboard. Before he had to fight back. Maybe you didn't know that a felon in possession of a firearm aimed his gun at Kyle first, and then he actually admitted that on the stand. I can go over this, you know, all day, all night. There's just dozens of different little tidbits here that you may not even be aware of that all came to pass in this trial. So, the idea that it's become this racial issue, this racial igniter, is insanity. White kid shoots three whites in a city that was being, again, torn apart for what a reason. What reason? Because just everybody in that kind of a situation wants to take this kind of advantage and cause havoc and destruction. So he went out to try to protect or help his fellow citizens. Listen, I'm not making him out to be a choir boy. I don't know him that well. I just see what you saw. But the idea that somebody got in that situation that is running for their life and helping folks out as he's, you know, basically there to help people out that in cases of running for his life, bottom line is this kid deserved to get off, and we should be happy that he did. And I get a lot of questions on my show in the morning. Oh, well, what if he were black? What if the kid were black? How would you feel about that? Blah, blah, blah. This is the race baiting going on in, you know, radio stations across the country. And I'm sure Wayne has to deal with it here on the USA Network as well. I would feel exactly the same way. Like, it wouldn't change my opinion of this at all. If, in fact, the kid, if it was a 17-year-old black kid who was abiding by the law and was running for his life, and it didn't matter who was chasing him, black kids, white people, Asians, Hispanics, whatever, but he was running for his life, legally owned firearm, legally possessed firearm. I mean, what did you expect the kid to do? So anyway, no, my answer to that is absolutely not. It would have changed me in the slightest. All right, my name is Lee Elsie once again. I am in here for the great Wayne Allen Root, who is off because he got married, ladies and gentlemen. And I think he's back on tomorrow. So we'll do my best to fill his big shoes here for the next 2.5 hours. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Doctors in Wisconsin say children have been treated after a deadly incident at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. An SUV driver tore through barricades and slammed into crowds yesterday, killing five people and injuring more than 40 others.
18 kids were brought to our Children's Emergency Department, ranging from ages 3 to 16 years of age, which include three sets of siblings.
Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Emergency Department Medical Director Dr. Amy Drendel saying injuries range from facial abrasions to broken bones to serious head injuries. Federal contractors will be getting a pay increase next year. The Labor Department saying their wage will be at least $15 an hour. That pay amount and all new contracts starts January 30th, with more than 300,000 workers expected to see a bump in pay. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're great buddies of mine. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business. Billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection, one, for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the designation PNG, which less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have, and you can't buy your way in. You can only be voted in. It means you're the best of the best in the world. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, and that means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price, just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. No one's ever done it. Just say Root. No one will ever match it. Call anyone you want. Try and match it. No one will sell you gold at 1% of a New York spot price. Only Tangible and only to Wayne Root fans. Just say Root, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Offer limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments toll-free, 800-300-8441. They even pick up the phone call. You don't even pay a dime. 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-300-8441 or online, TII1.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. If you're looking for Wayne, he'll be back later on this week. He got married, so I'm filling in for the entire show. You normally heard me on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a while, but now we're just doing the fill-in stuff and looking forward to it. Actually, honored to do it. Loving every single second of it. So, you know, I've been so busy. I'm sure everybody's been busy, but we're doing all kinds of actually amazing stuff here in Connecticut. We have a big charity event coming up on Wednesday night. We're driving go-karts. I've got a bunch of legislators and, you know, potential candidates, in fact, maybe potential gubernatorial candidates who have raised money, and we're driving these indoor go-karts. So I've been nonstop with all of this. But, you know, I've been followed the Rittenhouse trial. I followed all that. Now, I just heard, I missed this story completely, so I quickly want to bring it up, and I'll try to get to it, you know, and read the story in the break. But apparently a similar story to Rittenhouse, Andrew Coffey the Fourth. Now, I'm throwing this out there. I haven't read it, so I'm just throwing it out there. But according to one of my listeners here in Connecticut, Andrew Coffey the Fourth found not guilty on all counts of murder, attempted first-degree murder. And the gentleman who called me said it's very, very similar to what the Rittenhouse case was all about. So before I go, you know, deeper into the rabbit hole, I'll have to read the story, and I'll, you know, can get back to you on that after the break. But because I had mentioned before that, you know, one of the big arguments is that, well, what would have happened if this were a black person and this Andrew Coffey happens to be black? So I'll read that story and see if it measures up with what our caller says. And I have no reason to doubt my my callers here in Connecticut, as they are right on top of everything. You know, I do want to get to this Christmas parade attack here, just to give you the latest on this. So I just don't know, you know, what to say when you see things like this. When you've got kids, like, you can understand. I understand to a certain extent grown-ups being nasty to grown-ups, right? Adults being ugly to adults. That's my human nature is sort of inclined that we are destructive to each other, right? That's sort of the way we are wired. And that's, you know, that's why we have wars. That's why we have chaos. That's why we have all this crime. It's because human beings, in some cases, not all, but many, have an ugly side to them. But when you see a situation like this, when there's really no, you know, tangible rhyme or reason, it's just pure evil, right? You see something like this, you just don't know what to say. How do you react when someone's trying to run over kids? I don't know. I just don't get it. But apparently hundreds have gathered at Cutler Park in Wisconsin Monday. Prayers, mourn those who lost their lives, Christmas parade. 5 people were killed. At least 48 others were injured when a 39-year-old man driving an SUV plowed through the Christmas parade. Those of you who have seen the video saw how fast he was going. The man being questioned after the red SUV plowed through the Christmas parade is Darrell E. Brooks. A Milwaukee man with a criminal history dating back to 1999 with numerous violent felonies. Six children who suffered injuries are in critical condition at the Children's Hospital in Wisconsin. The White House said in a statement that it reached out to the state and local officials to support if they need any assistance. So Brooks has an active arrest warrant in Nevada for failure to obey sex offender laws. Apparently, Brooks is a convicted sex offender who was wanted in Nevada for failure to obey. Brooks was convicted in 2006 of having consensual sex with a 15-year-old and conceiving a child with her. He was sentenced to probation but was arrested for failure to obey sex offender laws in 2016. He jumped bail. Again, the Washoe Regional Sex Offender Notification Unit has an active warrant out for his arrest. DA expects to file homicide charges, will request bail so high that Brooks can't post it. Apparently, they don't have hell without bail in Wisconsin, but they expect to be asking for such a high number that he won't be able to get it together. They're afraid that he could flee. Charges, again, will be filed tomorrow. Five deceased, again, in this incident. So a dirtbag, a scumbag, a piece of garbage, right? A piece of garbage. And by the way, not a white Trump supremacist supporter, which is what CNN was praying for it, right? Oh, my God. What a celebration it would have been had it been somebody with a Trump bumper sticker on it. But for them, sadly, that's not the case. And, you know, we've got the video. I hope this is one of these cases where there's no garbage attached to it. It's just cut and dry. Again, and I don't know if Wisconsin has a death penalty. Man, I hope they do. I hope they do. So that's the latest update. But I don't know, again, what makes some, like, I get the idea that people are evil. I understand it. To a certain extent, I get it. But when you got kids involved, I don't understand. Well, I guess that's the definition of pure evil. That's why I don't understand it, because it is pure evil. Pure evil. All right, so I'll look into that coffee case, by the way. I'm flipping back and forth between two things, but I'll check with that. But that leads me to what I wanted to talk about quickly the next couple of minutes that I have. So support for Black Lives Matter is down. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently, according to the latest research, Black Lives Matter, the support is waning. NBC News reports that a new national poll says that 43% of participants who took part in this poll currently support the movement, 44% oppose, and 11% are indifferent. That's down from 52% in 2021 in June. So in about a year and 4 months, the number of folks who are on board with the double thumbs up and a big fat smile on the face for Black Lives Matter has gone down a little bit, well, right about 10%. And I still don't know why it's as high as it is. Right? Because people are beginning, I think, to figure out that it's a big sham and a big joke that this group, which has made billions with a B for their echelon, the top echelon, is still siphoning money from local suckers who feel as though, you know, they feel as it's their duty to hand over their money because, well, they are white and they have privilege. So they've done this for the better part of, what, a year and a half, 2 years to Black Lives Matter, and pumping up their coffers to ridiculous numbers. And you know the stories. Some of their higher, again, upper echelon leadership, they all own 2, 3, 4 houses because of this. It's a show. I mean, it's a clown show, right? And just the thought that the mantra behind Black Lives Matter, what makes them tick, you know, might think that, hey, you know what would be a good idea? What might be smart to actually help the communities of color? Why don't we try to get the nuclear family back in action? Why don't we try to get fathers back in the home? Because right now, 80-some-odd percent, more than 80%, I think it's closer to 90 now, percent of folks of color, their household doesn't have a dad in it, has a dad missing, has no male role model. So why don't we start by trying to reinvigorate the nuclear family? Why do we try to rip it apart? Okay, so what does this have to do with Black Lives Matter? Well, Black Lives Matter is hell-bent against the nuclear family. They don't want to see dads in the household. It's right there in their charter. At least it was until they took such unbelievable criticism for it that they may have taken it down in some places. But you explain that one to me. I would love to know the answer to that. Right? I don't have all the answers. I have many. But I don't have the answer to that. Like, why would you, if you're somebody of color, why would you support that? Why would you want to support a group that doesn't want family values? Right? Unless, of course, you don't want family values. See, if you're giving your money to a group that does not believe in core family values, then I guess ipso facto, you don't believe in core values, family values. Right? If I'm handing my money to a group, if I'm making donations, right? I'm a huge animal advocate, right? Huge. Now, am I going to give money to a Japanese company that slaughters whales? No, because I don't believe in that. Am I going to give it to, let's say, even PETA, who euthanized more animals than just about any other organization? No, because they do things I don't like. But you're going to give your money to Black Lives Matter when they don't like family values? Well, that makes you an idiot, in my book. Or a hypocrite. Or you don't believe in family values. Which is it? You got to choose one. Either you're a dummy because you're giving your money away and you don't know what you're giving it to. Or you kind of are on board with what they believe. Which, in that case, you don't like family values. It's that simple. My name is Lee Elsie. I appreciate everybody out there listening. A lot going on. Senator Lieberman next hour. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Call, lots of calls off the air wondering, where's Wayne? Where's Wayne? Well, Wayne's he's on a little hiatus. I said he got married. He got married on Saturday. Right? Put that ring on the finger. What was that? Beyonce used to sing that? Gotta put a ring on it? Well, he put a ring on it. So he is reaping the spoils of marriage. So I think he's back tomorrow, I think. But anyway, so we had, if you had been listening the entire hour, we had a gentleman who said there was a similar case to Rittenhouse, and it was a gentleman by the name of Andrew Coffey IV, found not guilty on all counts of murder and attempted first-degree murder. So I read the story. I'll read it to you real quick. Andrew Coffey found not guilty all counts of murder and attempted first-degree murder. Coffey's accused of firing at Indian River County Sheriff's deputies during an early morning drug raid at his home. And back in 2017, his girlfriend, Altira Woods, was caught in the crossfire, shot 10 times. She later died. Coffey was charged with the murder of Woods. And after the grand jury exonerated two law enforcement officers to her in her death, before the case went to jury's hand, Coffey took the stand to defend himself, blaming deputies for his girlfriend's death. The defense said Coffey was asleep and thought the flashbang was gunfire, so he fired his gun because he thought someone was firing at him. He said he was trying to protect his girl. That's what I was doing. The prosecutor said deputies did announce they were there. They said Coffey fired at deputies. They returned fire. Coffey was found guilty on account of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, which could have a penalty up to 30 years in prison. He was also found not guilty in the murder again of his girlfriend. So is it similar to Rittenhouse? I don't know if it's really similar. I guess where it would be similar, or I guess to make the point that I was trying to make, is here you've got a black man who fired and killed someone in what is perceived self-defense, and he got off. Now, in this case, I have to at least throw a little bit of a wrench into this thing because, A, he's a convicted felon. He's not supposed to have a firearm. So he could actually go to jail, and he likely will go to jail on that charge, believe it or not. I mean, that is like the big no-no. If you're a convicted felon, you cannot have a firearm. Otherwise, they send you to Sing Sing as fast as they can. But in at least in the case of sort of like, well, there's a lot of ancillary things that. First of all, it's a drug raid. So was he selling drugs? I didn't see that in the story. Was that part of the situation? So it's a little bit more of a murky scenario than the Rittenhouse case, right? I mean, Rittenhouse was going to Kenosha, supposedly, to help out folks, put out fires, protect, storefronts. This guy, I don't know if he was selling, drugs. He was with his girlfriend. The flashbang came. Now, if you look at it, though, forget about the drug part of it. If I'm not hypocritical, if I just take it for the action and you get a flashbang in your house, you think someone's firing at you, you fire back. The police return fire. They kill the girlfriend. They try to pin it on you. I would say that he shouldn't, be charged with that murder. I would agree with that. He shouldn't be charged with that murder. Now he's going to get in trouble because it sounds like he's not that good a guy, right? I mean, it sounds like he's just a bad guy. First of all, like I said, he's got the gun. He's not supposed to. It's a drug charge, or it looks like it's a drug warrant originally, so who knows how deep he was into that. Again, it doesn't say in this story. So anyway, not really the same, but I get where the caller was trying to go with that. So thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate it. I'll do a little bit more research when I have a little bit more time. Before I do run out of time here at the top of the hour, CBS poll, 67% disapprove of Biden's handling of the inflation. Have you watched this idiot in the last week or so? I mean, this is just a bumbling moron. I'm sorry. Right? I know people are upset. Oh, man, get the president. Respect. Treat the office with respect. Well, he is lost. The lost man. And it's very, 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 very shaky. He's a shaky cat, man. And I don't trust the word he says. And secondly, I almost feel as though I'd rather have him than her. So I root for him not to keel over during a speech and, not to scream, I've fallen and I can't get up, push the bracelet, because her as a response is just, throw up in my mouth a little bit when I think about that. All right. We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Hang on.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.